What's going on, guys? It's Madman Planet. We are back at Homegrown for February Fire. And before we get started, we got to shout out our sponsors one more time. We got AC Infinity for the silver and Simple Solvents. And for the bronze, we got Hygrozyme, No Clone Left Behind, and Good Luck Stuff Productions. And I got a special guest with me. What's going on, dude? Introduce everybody.
I'm 804 Grow 10. How you guys doing today?
And he came up to me and recognized me immediately. And I was like, dude, you got to get on the show. So thanks for being on. Our show is about mental health, home growing cannabis, and as you know, smoking. So tell me a little bit about your background with cannabis, why you smoke, why you're here, what you're doing.
Well, for me, it all started off when I was, when I was like 12, 13. I was first started smoking weed. Yeah, I started smoking weed young, man. And I just did it because everybody else was doing it at first. But then over time, I started to develop a relationship with it. Like, it became a habit for me.
Yeah.
Not even a habit, but like, you know, my little ritual, my thing for me. But over time, I started to notice, you know, like, I have a real deep relationship with marijuana.
Yeah, and I did too. I was a late bloomer, so I came in around 23. I tried it at 14 for the first time, but it didn't do anything to me the first time I ever smoked. Yeah. All my friends got high, and I was like, you guys are fucking stupid. I was like, this doesn't work. And then I tried it again later, and it did work. And I used to get to the point where I got paranoid, where I had to like sit down or fall asleep. And then I was like, well, if everybody else is enjoying it, then I'm just fucking retarded. So, you know, kept playing around with it, you know, built that relationship. And now everything I do is around weed. I get up, I smoke. I drive, I smoke. I eat, I smoke. I go home, I smoke. I work, I smoke.
Yeah, definitely. Same thing for me.
So how do you use it for mental health? Do you have depression, anxiety, anything like that going on? Or
I have dealt with depression since I was about 16, around 15, 16. Long story. I lost my first girlfriend that I was in love with around the age of 16.
Damn.
She died in an accident. So, you know, that's when I really knew that weed became like a special, it had a special relationship with me because it helped me cope even more so through that time. And then the bond between her has been even stronger ever since.
That's awesome, dude. And, you know, we come from all backgrounds of why we use it, you know, being let down, rejection, you know, injury, whatever. And I think the biggest thing is getting back up there, getting back out and living your life and taking advantage of, you know, being alive. And I think that's something that's so invaluable and sometimes we take for granted so easily. So talk to me about growing. What do we grow? What do you got going on?
So I just started growing 2 years ago.
That's awesome, dude. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And I've been having so much fun with it. I just discovered that I accidentally let one of my males pollinate two of my auto flowers. So I guess I've officially created my first breeding project without me knowing it. But I was going to start that this year anyway. So this was unexpected.
That's awesome, dude. Sometimes the unexpected things are the best things in life, especially when you're not looking for them and they kind of just land in your lap. So with that being said, are you a coco guy, living soil? You do full deep water culture? What do we got?
I'm doing soil in like 1 gallon or 3 gallon pots right now. I do want to transfer over to like the auto pots and use like coco for
it. Yeah.
So yeah, that's going to be my next investment. And set up a hydro system as well. Get used to
that. I have a friend that does auto pots and coco, does amazing, and he swears by them. One thing I do like about auto pots is I've run FloraFlex before, and FloraFlex you got to use pumps and everything to kind of augment the system, and that's good, but the lines can sometimes get clogged depending on the nutrients you use. That's why it's important to kind of stick to their thing. But also the fact that, you know, you get a variety and you get so many options of how to grow. You know, you can start off in one and then switch to another. Or I do kind of like a hybrid. So I have soil plants and I have coco plants.
Yeah. And I want to start like a hybrid grow type of deal myself. But as of right now, I'm using, you know, soil, organic soil and organic amendments. So, yeah, that's working out well for me.
Now, are you growing for flavor? Or are you growing for, like, appearance? What are you looking at when you choose genetics?
For me, as of right now, it's growing for flavor and, like, the overall euphoric experience, you know, that I get from it. So, you know, definitely looking to something that's more of an ailment. You
know? Okay. Yeah, same here. I definitely love a flavor and... I don't know if you ever had Tropicana cherry, But
I have a cut of that that I just got from the Dream Chasers event.
Is it from Valinda
Genetics?
What?
The Valinda Genetics cut.
Okay, even better. Yeah, because I've done genetics. My Toby can't share it myself. I've smoked it and grown it, and there's a certain flavor profile that about it. When you blow out the smoke, you can almost taste the taste coming off of it, where some you can't, where it's just smooth, but there's no real flavor. And when you can, like right after you hit it and have that little aroma left over, I feel like those are, like, the best, because they have, like, the most terps. It actually lasts in your mouth.
So the cut of that I got back in, like, December, that's actually about 2.5 feet tall right now.
That's awesome.
I took 2 cuts from her. And they're growing, so I'm going to go ahead and flip that mother and then, you know, keep those clones around, hopefully. But, yeah, I'm going to try it out for the first time.
That's what's up. Now, are you a person that has a perpetual grow? Are you keeping mothers? Are you flipping other stuff?
I'm starting to do that now. Like I said, I've been doing it for 2 years, so I've progressively have added on just more plants to the arsenal. Started off with just one plant and a single 2x2 grow tent by 4.
Yeah.
And I progressed over to 5 tents now. I have a 3x3, 2 32-inch by 32-inch tents, the 2x2, and then I have a baby, it's a little seedling tent. But yeah, I have like 47 plants going right now, bro.
Damn! So
I'm working out a theme and a schedule here, but really the main goal is just learning how to grow and making sure that I'm doing the grow properly. So I'm just, you know, taking my time. I'm having fun, taking my time.
I think that's the best way to do it without expectation, just having fun, getting to know. And I think that's what I tell a lot of new growers too, is just learn how to grow the plant in its natural stage. Don't worry about all the other things attached to it. Just worry about, you know, you and your garden and a better understanding of the plant. And then worry about all the crazy techniques and all the things that you can really get into. Because it's a rabbit hole.
Because ultimately, at the end of the day, I do want to become a breeder. Like, I want to be able to create my own strain and then, you know, be able to grow that out and let people try that whatsoever. But ultimately, I want to grow for other people as well, make edibles, because I know a lot of people that can benefit from eating edibles. They don't want to smoke and stuff like that. So I want to be able to do all of that myself. So, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. So wrap this up. Where can we find you? How can we support you?
Instagram or on X, 804GrowTent.
804 Grow Tank, guys. You heard it from the man himself. We got more podcasts coming your way. More reasons for you to subscribe to madmanplant.com. Are you a member on the website yet?
No.
Damn. Well, you need to be. Madmanplant.com. That's where this interview is and all the exclusive interviews. Okay. We got more stuff coming your way. We'll see you real soon.